From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination. According to a delegate count by the Associated Press, Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention when he will be formally nominated. These voters reacted.
I think he's our voice. I think it's time to take away, people that are entitled in their positions and in the government right now and give this country back to the people.
I think he's a racist bully, and I'm just so sad that America has come to this.
It is a very bad thing for the Americans.
It was inevitable. People are reacting to against politics, in a sense.
Some Republicans have refused to support the presumptive nominee, saying Trump does not represent Republican views. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump. But speaking in North Dakota, Trump says he doesn't mind.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Trump has made some controversial statements about Hispanic immigrants and Muslims. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. The Libyan Coast Guard reported that 4 bodies were found floating in the Mediterranean Sea, along with 2 empty boats, suggesting that more people drowned. Smugglers are believed to be taking advantage of warmer weather to transport a larger number of migrants to Europe on unsafe vessels. This is VOA News. Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warned a U.S. Senate panel Thursday that the Islamic State group inspires attacks from terrorists not connected to the IS. Mayorkas said such attacks are harder for intelligence and law enforcement to detect, since they are not directed by the group but merely inspired by it. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France Thursday. It was a one-day nationwide strike protesting a government labor reform proposal. That proposal would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers and weaken the power of labor unions. A new report from the World Health Organization says nearly 1,000 healthcare workers have been killed and more than 1,500 wounded in 19 countries. Lisa Schlein has more.
This first effort to consolidate and analyze data on attacks on healthcare in emergency settings around the world sheds light on the severity and frequency of the problem. The report says Syria had the most reported attacks on healthcare each year. Syria is followed by the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Ukraine, and Central African Republic in the rankings of the 19 countries surveyed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year, following a report that the oversupply of oil is easing in the United States. Oil prices have plunged during the past year, hurting oil exporting nations and petroleum companies, which cut jobs and investments in the oil industry. Economists say the damage to demand in the economy was larger than expected, while the boost to consumers from lower gasoline prices had less impact than experts predicted. As a result, investors worried and stock markets had faltered. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations across the country Thursday. 2 people were believed to have been killed in the city of Goma. A protest near Parliament in Kinshasa was organized by a group of opposition parties that accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to stall elections until he can change the Constitution to allow him to seek a third term. The Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Mr. Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed. A Ugandan court has convicted the mastermind of 2 bombings that killed 76 people in the capital Kampala in 2010. A judge said Issa Luyima was shown to have played a significant role in planning those attacks. He was convicted Thursday on charges of terrorism. He was one of 13 men who faced multiple charges related to the attack. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.